This is The Allusionist, in which I, Helen Zaltzman, bite down on language to stifle the sound of my own screams of despair. Today's show is about one of the things we do to avoid talking about politics: small talk, how words attempt to bridge the gap between one of us skin sacks and another. Let's prepare ourselves with a little word history. Here's the etymology of conversation. The word has had its current meaning of talk since the 1570s. Prior to that, it meant living with, or keeping company with, which goes back as far as Latin, where conversation originated from convertare, literally to turn about with, giving the impression that the ancient Romans chatted while do-si-doing. In the Bible, conversation was more likely to refer to someone's social relationships, their place within their community. But from at least the early 16th century, conversation was also a euphemism for sex, and criminal conversation was a legal term for adultery. It's still in use in some places now, but in England, at the peak of such cases in the late 18th and early 19th centuries, husbands who brought criminal conversation lawsuits against their wives or their wives' lovers could win damages equivalent to £10 to £20 million in present-day money per act of adultery. Good earner, if you were the husband. Nothing for you, Georgian-era ladies. It's not that kind of conversation we're talking about today, though. On with the show. How are you?
How am I? Like, look at me, I'm a wreck. I'm in pain. I'm, like, not feeling well. I just want to watch Game of Thrones and fall asleep.
No. You're not actually supposed to give a truthful response to the question, how are you, unless it's your doctor asking.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wearing trousers that are kind of digging into my bum in a weird way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They're like a cross between leggings and jeans and...
Jeggings.
Yeah. And they're fine, but part of them's falling down and part of them's digging in, which is quite a strange combination.
Well, great. Now I'm all too aware of the state of her bum crack. But if I didn't want to know how she is, why did I even ask? Because that's what we do, isn't it? This is how conversations so often begin, and nearly every time this is how it goes. How are you? Fine, thanks, and you? Oh, fine. It's not informative, so why bother? Well, it's an exchange that indicates a conversation is being initiated. It's small talk, safe, trivial, small.
The challenge is just to have the longest conversation we can in small talk.
Okay.
You have to start.
Nice weather.
Yeah. Classic start. Of course, nobody needs to know each other's perception of the same weather, but in Britain you can experience blazing sunshine and an icy gale within 10 minutes, so there's always something to talk about, even if neither of you care.
It's still cold at night. Going to be warming up soon, though.
I'm sure, unless the apocalypse comes.
Thank you. Probably will warm up if the apocalypse comes.
What kind of apocalypse? What if it's an ice age or something?
Yeah. I blew it. Let's try again.
The weather today was variable in a few different ways.
Yeah, it was quite bright when we woke up and then it rained.
There was some hail, I saw some hail.
Really? That was a good get.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an interesting weather to experience.
Did you have a good day?
Yes. There was a lot of variety in the feelings I had about the day. Some of them were good.
I feel now you're veering already into something too intimate.
I'm
you're
trying
about your
to
feelings.
Like, not go into anything.
You should just say, yeah, it was fine, not bad.
Oh, right,
I
not
mean, that's,
bad.
Yeah, otherwise you're giving me an in into your psyche.
I'm not very good at this already.
But what is being good at small talk? Is it the ability to keep a light conversation going for as long as possible without ever touching on any matters of substance? Or is it being able to move from small talk to big talk very swiftly? You and the person you're small talking with might not have the same expectations or objectives.
How would you define small talk?
Conversational foreplay.
Saucy, building up to the good stuff.
What do you think constitutes it?
Constitutes small talk.
Yeah, yeah.
It's talk I wouldn't otherwise have with a friend.
Yes, with friends you can usually skip the small talk and go straight to familiar territory. The small talk is for minor acquaintances and, most often, strangers.
You know, it's a good device for kind of keeping strangers at exactly the kind of length I like to keep them, which is further than my arms.
So it's conversational arms.
It's conversational arms, yeah. But go-go gadget arms.
Those go-go gadget arms might keep you at a great distance or bring you in for a hug. You gauge which with a series of microscopic negotiations in the form of light conversation. You might spend far more time talking about the weather than actually caring about the weather, but you're remarking upon a shared experience that is unlikely to cause offence or an argument, gently cluing you in on where to go next with the discourse.
Well, in a party situation, it's always, so how do you know these people?
I'll do like a visual comment. So if they've got a dress I like, even if they've got a dress I haven't liked.
Yes. You know, so you've got a dress on.
That's a hat. You know.
Very literal.
Yeah, something like that. Or if like we've gathered for a certain thing or a certain person, you could comment on the thing or the person. So if you've all seen a film, you're like, what do you think about that film?
And if they're like, it's all right, then where do you go?
Maybe somewhere topical, you know? So done a lot of, how do you like them Oscars lately?
That's not going to work in September.
No, it's not. What would we work towards in September? What's the big awards?
Emmys?
I don't follow the Emmys.
When's the Nobel Prize?
I'm not on top of that.
So you need a calendar.
That feels like a September kind of prize. I do need a prize calendar.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to avoid an awkward silence, right? Prior preparation prevents poor performance or whatever. The choice of topic isn't the only thing to consider.
And it's not just about opinion. There's something about the length of time that you're expected to talk as well. So the length of a lift journey or the length of a 2-minute conversation on the street where you can only ask questions that ask a certain length of the response.
So isn't it really wet today?
Yes, it is really wet.
What's your greatest fear?
Okay, I'm getting off on this one. I'm sorry.
But why dance around each other with these insignificant chats? If you've only got a couple of minutes with that person, you could risk an awkward outcome and go for something more revealing. What is your greatest disappointment? Which do you fear more, dying before your time or a lengthy, undignified decline? If you weren't related to them, would you stay in contact with your family? But...
Because I try to get into a subject quite quickly,
yeah.
They back right off it, back towards small talk. And they're baffled that I've tried to talk about something of substance in a short space of time.
Or perhaps not baffled, just scared and unprepared.
To understand who someone is and to get to that place, you have to know, like, how they're doing today, what they do for a living, to touch base and, like, set up a rapport first.
So what you're saying is that it creates an equality between the people engaged in the conversation. So if you do the small talk, you can kind of establish the level that the conversation is going to be on.
Yeah, exactly. And I think if you really do want to have a substantive conversation, this is a way of like assessing where their brain is coming from. I've never understood the people who are like, I hate small talk. I don't get it. I don't tolerate it. Or like, I want to have real conversations with people, like really. Also, it's just a fundamental way that like people care about each other. And even if it's like talking about the weather, it's like assuring like, did you have a nice day? Did you get caught in the rain? Like when I see someone making an effort to produce small talk and really bothering to like ask questions and really trying to connect with you, it's so meaningful. It means a lot.
So the information you're exchanging might not be particularly meaningful, but the fact you are exchanging it is. And if it works, the small talk is a launchpad for a deeper conversation, or at least a more lively conversation.
When you meet someone from New Jersey, they go, what exit? And it's like, what exit off the turnpike
Oh.
do you? And I was exit 4, which I learned specifically because so many people asked me.
Were people divided into very specific numerical factions?
Well, yeah, because, well, I
the odds don't talk to the evens.
We're really down near the South Jersey end. And then if you're up in like 11 or 12, you're in the North Jersey. And then some people are practically New York. And if you're in the middle, it's just kind of... And New Jersey's tiny, but it's very...
Very divided.
It is very divided.
By numbers. If someone said to you, what exit, and you would say 4, would that then lead to anything, or is that just the conversation killed?
Well, if they were an exit near you, then if they were very close, you could say, oh, what did you, which shore did you go to? Did you go to LBI or Ocean City or Wildwood? And Wildwood is kind of trashy. Long Beach Island was the one that was closest and smallest, and then Ocean City was the one that was dry, and so it was more families, dry meaning no alcohol, and it was like a little nicer. So you could evaluate
sort of the person's life depending on what they said. And also, if we could talk about...
Oh, you're a Wildwood, are you?
Yeah, you know, or what poor period of time you went there.
So what you're doing is establishing a common experience.
Yes.
And then you could advance
right.
the discourse.
Oh, yeah, and you would talk about, oh, what's your favourite pizza place in this area? And now people talk about, you know, how close they live to where The Sopranos may have taken place. And I actually lived... I mean, there were stories when I was a kid about people being buried in the woods.
In a mafioso.
The mob, yeah. Right. Burying, like, they found somebody in one place or something. And so it was like, yeah, so well, how close were you to...
Once you've got onto how close you were to a crime scene,
right.
That's getting quite good.
Yeah, that actually does get a little better.
From a number, which is boring, to a beach, to pizza, which most people can muster an opinion about, to murder. 4 steps. Brilliant. New Jersey, you nailed small talk. We who live elsewhere, without Shores or Sopranos, just have to keep going until we find our way in.
I'm trying to keep the person talking until you...
Until they crack.
Or until you start talking about something that actually is interesting or some... Which doesn't necessarily have to be common ground. It can just be something that they are passionate about that you want to hear.
I'm curious as to what the bridge is between the small talk and something meaningful. Because I feel there are people I've known for years and I've still never found that bridge. And it's not that I don't like them, I just can't find it.
I think that's all my male friends. Genuinely, I've got friends who I've known for knocking on for 10 years now. Don't know if they've got a girlfriend. Don't know anything about them.
Are you not curious?
No.
Right.
It's none of my business.
So what do you talk about? Because you're not that into sport. So you don't have that fallback.
We just gaze longingly into each other's eyes. That's why I don't want to know about their girlfriends.
Your randomly selected word from the dictionary today is pronk, verb of an antelope, leap in the air with an arched back and stiff legs. Try using it in an email today. This episode was produced by Devon Taylor, Chica Ayres, and me, Helen Zaltzman, with music by Martin Austwick. In order of appearance, you heard Benjamin Walker, Izzy Sooty, Eleanor McDowell, Dave Pickering, Devon Taylor, Michael the Barman, Matthew Crosby, Matt Hill, Amy Smith, Martin Austwick, Sam Pay, Avery Truffleman, and May Mars. If you want to chat with me, join me at Allusionist Show on Facebook and Twitter, and visit the show at its forever home, theallusionist.org.